Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today I thought we'd talk a little bit about a story that's hit the news about body shaming. There's a playmate, her name is Dani Mathers, and she's 29 years old, and while she was in the gym, she took a selfie and purposely showed an undressed 70-year-old woman behind her, and then made a comment basically shaming that woman and saying, "You know, I'll never forget that image. I've forgotten her exact words." But anyway, it's really about what's going on in our society right now, about especially between younger generation, older generation, and this conflict between and this thing about body shaming, which is starting to turn into a real issue. This woman, Dani Mathers, because of this selfie she took, is no longer allowed to go to the LA Fitness. She's been kicked out, and she could actually look at criminal charges.
I was amazed by that. I mean, they're talking about 6 months of jail. I mean, that frightened me. What if we make a mistake? I mean, I know that she probably didn't make a mistake, but like, what if we take a selfie and there's somebody in the background with like caught with someone they shouldn't be with, and they could sue you? I mean, this is getting really scary. I mean, I agree with it, but
this is what the world
is turning into.
In this case, it's criminal because she clearly, first of all, she took a picture in what's considered a place where people can expect privacy. She took it inside a changing room of a gym. You know, you're not allowed to take a picture of someone in a bathroom or in a tanning salon or in the locker room of a gym. That's just, you know, and that's actually a crime. So she's done that, purposely taking this woman's picture. It wasn't like an accident. And she clearly, that even though she's up front in the selfie, she's commenting about the woman behind her. And then, of course, she said later, and of course, this went out on social media, so a lot of people saw it, and there was a big backlash. And then she said it was an accident. She was just sending it to a friend. She didn't realize she put it on social media, which, of course, I don't think anybody really believes. But I think it does really play to the fact that, you know, it seems like the boundaries are getting looser and looser and looser, that someone would even consider doing that. Plus the whole idea of actually taking a picture of an older person naked and think that's fodder for social media just seems really wrong on so many levels.
I don't know why a gorgeous gal who gets notoriety, who, you know, is applauded, you know, for her looks, and, you know, probably leads a better life than most women, why she would even do something like that. I mean, what kind of a mean streak does she have in her that even if it was something where she said she was just sending it to a friend, why, you know, what was the point of it? How does it give her any gratification to do something like that? It's just mean. The world is mean, and she's mean. And her apology, which I did see, you know, she's claiming that she was innocent rather than say, "I made a mistake. It was a stupid move. It was, you know, without thought. I apologize. You're right. I'm wrong." And take it, you know, kind of like a strong person. She's trying to wiggle out of it, which she's probably used to her whole life because she's so good looking.
Yeah, and you said mean. It's like Mean Girls, you know, that whole, you know, backbiting kind of thing. That's really horrible. She's 29 years old. She's got everything going for her, and here she's picking on a 70-plus-year-old woman in a bathroom. I mean, by the way, her caption underneath the picture was, "If I can't unsee this, then you can't either," meaning it's such a horrible thing that she's had to witness seeing this woman behind her. And then she's sitting there with her hand over her mouth, like, giggling. So it's all very funny to her. It's really like a frozen moment in time. If you have to, like, capture what body shaming is all about, that's it. And keep in mind, the 70-year-old woman is in a gym. She's trying to better herself, and this woman, this 29-year-old, is literally beating her up verbally. It's shocking, and I think it represents a new meanness in our society. That's my take on it.
You know, the whole world is obsessed with being thin. And I think about it all the time because I'm not thin. I'm not even moderately thin. And it doesn't stop me from eating, but the point is that seems to be the status symbol from the beginning of time is how thin someone is. So if this gal, this, you know, this model is so fabulously looking, there, I mean, it's pointless that she would even do it. But however, it brings up a topic that you're probably not prepared for me to say, but the a woman's locker room at a gym is almost like a runway show to everyone to show off their body. I mean, me being a size 12, 14, 16, I go up and down, you know, I mean, I go up and down like crazy. When I go into a women's locker room and I see the way these women parade around, all right, and to show off their body, I'm wondering, are they really there to take a shower, or are they there because they want to show how fabulous their body is, all right? I'm like in the bathrobe, and they're like spread eagle over a bench. And that's why when she saw this woman, I'm sure of it, when she saw this flabby woman, I don't care what age she was, she could have been 14, she had to poke fun at it. And that's the way, and you know, and I'm not even going to blame men against women. It's women against women that should be addressed. And this gal now, the playmate, what was she, a playmate? She's a playmate, right?
She's a Playboy playmate, 29-year-old Playboy playmate.
She is going to learn a life lesson, you know, that she didn't want to learn this way. And maybe other people will learn it too. That just because you have, you know, a great body doesn't mean that you're superior. And she is going to, she probably will become a proponent now for, you know, good image women, you know. It's really a shame.
It's bullying. She was a 29-year-old was bullying a 70-plus-year-old. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, she's been kicked out of any LA Fitness anywhere. She can't go. She's lost her membership.
But she also
shut down her social media. So she no longer has Snapchat and Twitter and all that stuff. She's just shut all that down.
That's what cracks me up. The first, you know, for a bully, the first instinct is, all right, I'm off of everything. I'm not going to do everything. You know, instead of, like, getting on there and addressing the issue, look, everybody has a bad moment where they make a mistake. You have, I certainly, you know, one a week I make a poor choice. So instead of facing it and trying to rectify it, she's going to pretend it happened to someone else. Oh, I didn't mean it. It was with a girlfriend. I'm shutting down, you know, all my social media. No. That's even more telltale that she really is a mean person because she can't address the truth about herself. And women, Steve, I want this podcast to be, women do this to women all the time. I walk into a room, I'm giving a speech, I'm there for a networking meeting with a higher agenda, and someone will see me and say, oh, hi, Lois, you look like you lost weight. And I'm thinking, what the hell? What is in your brain? You know, have you been fried? Have you been programmed? I mean, it's just so awful. That's how people greet each other. And it's people that you and I know and love that do it too. They don't even realize it. That is the important thing. Not like, what are you bringing to the party? How is your life? You know, what you, you know, spoke about and wrote about was so important to society. It's like, oh, I see that you lost weight. Like, is that the reward of life? Is that what everything is about? I don't get it. I never got it. I never wanted to compete. I've told you this a million times. I never wanted to compete with thin women. They're distorted in their brain. And you know what?
Well, I think our society is focused on looks. I mean, it's just a shame. Substance means very little. It's all about the superficial.
Well, this gal has learned a lesson, and it's going to be interesting to see what other people have to say about this. You know, but it's funny. How did all of this, Steve, get out so quickly?
Because social media. She posted it on social media, and then instead of social media laughing and saying, oh, what happened is she got a backlash. All of a sudden people were like, what? This is, you know, what you did is wrong. So she got, all of a sudden, the moral barometer came back to her and said, uh-oh, you made a mistake, and then it became news. So that's when she shut everything down, and then that's when LA Fitness stepped in and all that stuff. But she didn't just keep it between herself and her thoughts or share it with somebody else. She then shared it with the world, and that's what the world said back to her.
you know what? The next time you go to a gym or a tanning salon or anything, you're going to see big signs. They say absolutely no photos, you know, is outlawed in this place, in this vicinity. It's going to, now you're going to see a whole new trend. You know, when you go into doctor's offices or, you know, other, you know, public facilities, it says no, you know, no phone calls, even though no one pays attention to it.
Right.
You know, you're going to see, and people are not, people are going to be asked to leave their cell phones, or they will not be able to take photos of themselves because no one wants to get into a lawsuit. I mean, you know, it's too bad.
And it's against the law. It's absolutely against the law. You're not allowed to photograph people without their consent in areas like locker rooms, tanning salons, bathrooms. These are areas where you walk in with a reasonable expectation of privacy. And if that isn't met, then people have broken the law. And that's in her case. That's why she is facing possible jail time if this is pursued. I don't think right now charges have been filed yet. I think at this point it's still being decided by the prosecutor. But I believe the 70-year-old woman who was photographed has agreed to testify against her. So it could easily go to court. My guess is, especially because of the media attention it's getting, it will go to court, and she will have a price to pay because of it.
Yeah, well, it's really a shame. It's really a shame. But it's going to be a good lesson to everyone. So, you know, out of the bad comes the good.
Yep. And maybe she'll end up, after this is all over, she'll end up becoming a great advocate for anti-bullying and anti-mean girl behavior. Who knows what will happen? She'll end up getting a talk show or something. Because as we said in the previous podcast, bad behavior usually gets rewarded. So we'll have to follow it and see what happens.
Exactly.
I think it's a great spot to stop right here. We'll have another podcast in the not-too-distant future. I hope you keep following us. As always, I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we are Lying on the Beach. So long.
Bye-bye.